Grace and peace to you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. To be rejected is a terrible thing. It pierces the heart of one who is rejected. Rejection strikes and crushes the person who experiences it. And so it pierced the heart of Jesus, the Son of God, born of Mary. His own neighbors, his friends, the people he grew up with, despised him and his preaching. How could this one, whom we grew up with, how can this one be anything special? He's just like us. Look at him. Who does he think he is? The unbelief is so strong that it hinders Christ's own work in that place, and he marvels at the depth of it. But it is no surprise to him. The Jews, you see, had a long history of rebelling against their heavenly Father. It is indeed the sin of Adam and Eve and every man and woman after them. But the Jews were particularly stubborn and disobedient. The prophets came to them to preach repentance, to turn them from their sin, but they refused to hear. The prophets performed mighty works before their eyes, but they refused to see. You have had experiences like this. When you have spoken of Jesus, your friends and your family have mocked you. And it has caused you to cringe and recoil. It is especially painful when those who love us most reject us. Husbands reject and mock their wives' faith. Children fall away from the faith which their parents struggled so mightily to impart to them. There is terrible division and argument in families. Pastors struggle in their congregations with those who reject their word and work. The unbelief truly is something to marvel at. But it is not just our families and friends who need to take this word today to heart. Because you see, you are the rebels. You are the one who needs to listen, to pay attention. You are the rebels who reject God. Our families and neighbors sometimes give voice to our own inward thoughts and the desires of our flesh, because our flesh is in a state of constant rebellion against God. Rebellion and death corrupt our every thought, our words, and our works. And thus we are constantly inclined to compromise the faith, to run away, and to despair. And so I say to you, repent. You cannot tame your old man. Your old man is strong and mighty, and he does not weaken with age. You can only confess who you are, a sinner who deserves nothing good. This is true. We are rebels, just like our fathers. But our Heavenly Father seeks out rebels. He looks for the stubborn ones. He wants to find the sinner. He is the God who does not reject sinners. He is the one who seeks the lost and brings them home. He is the ever-blessed and merciful one. And because he is always merciful, always seeking to pour his heart out for his people, in the past he sent his prophets to bring those people to repentance. And after those prophets were stoned and rejected, the Father sent his Son. And so the Son of God, Jesus, the Son of the Virgin Mary, endured rejection so that you may be accepted. Christ's own neighbors laughed at him and rejected him. His family thought that he was out of his mind. The Jewish rulers, who studied the scriptures and knew of the promises of the Messiah, called Jesus a blasphemer and said that he had a devil. Even his familiar friend, the one whom he trusted, who ate bread with him, betrayed him unto death, and so rejected by men, he was pierced and hung between heaven and earth. And there Christ was forsaken by his Father. He who eternally beheld the face of his Father in love now has the Father's face hidden from him. And so Christ drinks down that bitter cup and is baptized in the fiery wrath of God. Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father, the eternally beloved one, suffered and died there, stricken and smitten and afflicted. But it was for you, the rebel. And his blood atones for your rebellion, and it opens the way into heaven. Sinners, once driven out of paradise, away from the face of the Father, are again made one with the Father through the blood of the Son. God loves rebels, you see. He baptizes them and makes them sons. He seats them at the table with him and eats with them. He heals all their diseases. And he will raise us from the dead and welcome us into his heavenly home, where his face is never hidden. With our own two eyes, we behold him face to face. Was there ever an earthly king who treated rebels so kindly? God is a God of mercy and kindness and eternal love. He continually pours himself out for sinners, and he shows mercy to them, even to rebels, even to sinners such as ourselves. You are the baptized ones. You have been shown mercy by your Father in heaven. And so now, as sons of God, love your enemies. Do not turn your face from them, but turn your face toward them with tenderness and kindness and compassion. Do good to those who hate you. Forgive the sin of those who sin against you. For God has wiped away your rebellion, and he has given you a new heart. And he calls you son and gives you all the riches of his heaven. And so the Lord Jesus calls you blessed. Blessed in a way that you may not want. For the Lord says, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the cross you will bear, for confessing Jesus before the world, for showing his love to your enemies. But be of good cheer. He has given his eternal word to you. He has washed you clean in the font. He feeds you with his own body and blood to forgive your sins, to grant you eternal life, and to impart salvation unto you. You will suffer for the faith, but it's a good suffering. The Lord looks upon it with favor, because it is the suffering of his Son. And always remember that Christ comforts and cheers you by holding up his holy wounds before you. Do not be afraid, the risen one says to you. Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. You are not cast away. God's face is not hidden from you, but even in the day of your dark and deep trouble, when you think you are in the pit, you are not rejected, you are not forsaken, but the Father always beholds you. And Jesus tenderly invites you to find rest in him who has taken away your iniquity, who has cleansed you of your rebellion. He has ended the old war, the old enmity, and brings peace to sinners. Hear him now as he calls to you. Come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.